never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We had Sanjay Gupta on. His new book is called World War C, basically how to handle the next pandemic. But he was actually pretty positive on the radio with us and gave us a little bit of hope about the future. So that was kind of nice. Right. If you want to hear it, check it out on the podcast in case you missed that.
Doesn't sound like there's another wave coming.
No. Get the vaccine, though, you idiots. And I think he said that, too. I mean, these doctors could never say you idiots. All the doctors ever had in a radio.
That's how he said you should talk to him, too.
Right. Yeah, just call them idiots. No, he didn't say that. But he didn't disagree. And tomorrow, Josh Wolf will be in the studio. And also, David Duchovny is going to be on the phone. Josh starts his run at the Funny Bone tonight, though. Nick's got a couple comedy gigs Friday and Saturday all around the area.
Yes, tomorrow night it will be at Meesex, Shangri-La in Columbus, and Saturday at the Divide Hill Roadhouse in Castaigna, Iowa.
In the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Head out and see Nick. Might need supplies. Head into the big town to see Nick.
Was on this date in 2012, Austrian daredevil Felix Baumgartner became the first person to travel faster than the speed of sound during a skydive. Reached speeds in excess of 800 miles an hour as he leapt from 128,000 feet in the air, landing safely in the desert near Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, that's a dude from space.
Yeah.
That video was amazing.
When that happens, do you create the sonic boom?
I don't remember.
Remember he was standing on that platform with the camera?
Yeah.
He just jumped. And that we had that. I remember that was 2012.
Yeah.
God, I remember the conversation we had. If he jumped out and went straight up, he misjudged how high he was. Remember that?
Right. See you guys.
We spent like a half hour on that, and we were proven wrong, but it was still a funny bit.
Be like the end of Shameless.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you've seen pictures of planes at the moment they're breaking the sound barrier, and it looks like there's a little cloud, a ring around that.
Yes.
So I'm curious.
A body, is that big enough to break it?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
See, we knew this at the time.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But we've forgotten.
And
oddly enough, it was on this date in 1947 where Chuck Yeager became the first person to break the sound barrier. He was in a plane.
Yeah.
Does that hurt your hearing if you're that close to the sonic boom?
Oh.
Are you going faster than the boom, though?
Ah.
All right.
I don't remember how this works.
There's a lot of math here.
Well, and that makes
as you
sense.
Know, as I know, boom, boom.
Making my head hurt already. But
yeah, the sound would be way behind you if you're going the speed of sound.
Or it'd be right beside you if you're going the same speed.
Did this guy that jumped land with a parachute, or is he the guy that jumped? Was it the same jump where he just went on that pad?
No.
That was something else?
It was a pile of hay.
Yeah. the guy that landed on that pad, it was just a regular skydiver, did that with no thing, which was amazing. That was amazing. No, this is a guy, if you remember, it was 2012. It was a long time ago, but he actually jumped from looked like he was in outer space. He was that high. It was dark.
Did he have that little Red Bull suit on?
He jumped off the platform, and he just fell to Earth. And that, to me, was amazing.
And I forget what channel carried the whole thing.
Yes,
all of them.
Yeah. And it took minutes to get to land.
How did he get to the platform?
I forgot about that.
The
balloon went straight up.
Yeah.
A balloon capsule. He steps out of the capsule and just dropped.
So what would have happened if he went the other way? Would have just been gone?
We talked about that. Apparently, it couldn't have done that. I remember distinctly thinking he steps out of the capsule and shoots straight up, but he goes, damn, I misjudged that. And us lay people believe that's how space would work, and apparently I think guys at the time, the experts, told us that's not what
happened. Yeah, he obviously hadn't gotten out of the gravitational pull of the Earth at that point.
Right. He must have looked into that before he went up there.
Yeah, because you step out and start going up. Uh-oh, this is over.
They might have a number where that happens. They might know approximately where that happens.
2012. That's 9 years ago.
Is that one of the craziest things anybody's ever done?
I remember the time being so impressed with that, and I think somebody said, what's the big deal? I said, what's the big deal? The guy dropped from the highest ever to land on Earth. He just dropped.
Yeah, that's daredevilish stuff.
Right. The guy without a parachute.
That's crazy.
That dove into that netting. That to me is just, that's creepy.
A pile of hay.
Yeah, yeah. It was
hay. You just hope it's big enough.
Yeah.
Or just a really full dumpster, because that always works.
Or a sand pit like the old high jumps used to be. Remember sand pits back in the day?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I think it's Family Guy. Don't they land in a pillow factory?
Oh, that's right.
Somewhere. Yeah. Maybe he could do that.
Oh, yeah. He's called BS on the full dumpster one. Is he a guy jump off the top of a building into a full dumpster and he's fine?
Yeah.
No.
Collapsible boxes maybe, but there's something in there that's going to hurt.
Somebody threw an old TV in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and whatever's in there is not going to be as dense as you think it is to stop you from just hitting the bottom of the dumpster.
Right.
What was that story you did the other day? Guy went 9 stories into a Beamer and lived?
Yeah. Right.
Well, he stood up and then collapsed. They took him to the hospital and no word on his condition after that.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, that was just adrenaline. Because I've seen that happen. You hit a deer and it stands up for a minute, about a minute, and then down.
Oh.
From TNT fanboy, big tweeter fan, follower, lover of the show, tweeter guy. The first answer to who's cooler is not Craig for canceling who's taller. It wasn't Craig. We can't talk about it. I like that line. So Craig, no matter what, Craig is not cooler. That's a good tweet.
Always be a stain on the cool factor.
That's a cool tweet. Thank you. TNT fanboy makes me laugh.
United Airlines is going to fire more than 200 employees. They don't want to get vaccinated. They're going to fire 232 of their 67,000 workers because they didn't get vaccinated. They missed the deadline.
That's not many out of 67,000.
What did Sanjay say? He talked to a healthcare worker that doesn't like vaccines and says if she gets it, people won't hang out with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they won't hang out with her when she's dead either.
Right. So it sounds to me like it's more peer pressure than anything else.
And it's total politics and idiotic crap.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, that's also something you could do and just not tell your friends.
Well, people were doing that.
And you could show up at the Groucho Marx.
Springfield, Missouri, they did a study about 2-3 months ago. They were down there talking about vaccines. And the one guy at the diner refused to say if he got it because of that reason. You know he got it. Because he refused to say he got it because people would be mad at him.
Crazy.
Which, by the way, means he got it. But there were people showing up in disguises all over the country. I don't hang with those people, and that's the crazy part. It's just weird. I'm glad I don't know a bunch of those people.
Got to put my vaccine wig on so no one recognizes me.
I got a 9-guy text chain. It doesn't involve you guys, just my friends.
All right.
9-guy text chain.
Yes, all I heard was 9-guy
chain. Go on.
I'm guessing there's 5 smart guys and 4 Republicans on that group. We've all known each other since almost high school, probably most of us high school, and everybody got a vaccine. Nobody argued that.
Yeah.
Politically, we're a little off. Well, they are. The five guys. But the other 4 guys I've known my whole life, I love them to death, but we all got the vaccine when it came out right away.
Yes.
Right. No argument.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fine to disagree about some things because things are, a lot of things aren't black and white, and there's different ways of approaching things. That's fine.
Yeah, but not the vaccine.
But holy cow. Yeah.
And they're all alive.
Florida man looking at prison time for allegedly shooting down a law enforcement drone because that thing was harassing him. 51-year-old Wendell Goney.
Wendell Goney. Do you have a shot if that's your name?
I don't know.
Not being just a neck with a gun.
That has defendant written all over it.
You are more right than you realize because this guy has 29 prior felony convictions in Florida.
You name
this
it.
This is Florida, man.
Goney's bedding up. Wendell?
Wendell Goney.
Wendell Goney. Oh, Wendell.
I don't know if 29 convictions will even get you to the level of Florida, man.
Yeah. Wendell Goney allegedly shot down a drone with a .22 caliber rifle back in July. Deputies had deployed the drone to search for a burglar in the area, and Goney told deputies he shot it down because he was being harassed.
Did you hear what old Goney did? That's what they call him.
So now he's looking at 30 years in prison for that.
Whoa. 30 years?
Well, you got 29 prior felonies.
He's got priors.
Yeah.
That's right.
Felonies. This is like Wendell, 30 strikes and you're out.
What'd you do, Wendell?
That's a lot of strikes.
In this case, I'm okay with the strikes thing.
When
if
it's 30,
yeah, you probably should sit down for a while.
Well, how are people looking at time like that guy that thought he paid for the Mountain Dew and that's his 3rd strike, and this guy's got 29 felonies and still has a gun?
It should be like a baseball game. 27 strikes.
Yeah, he would be so pissed if it was 27 strikes.
Yeah.
Craig.
Oh.
Pitch the ball.
27 foul balls.
Oh.
Oh.
Think of all the balls they'd go through.
Man.
Yeah. You think they should have a softball rule? Third strike, foul ball, you're out.
Yeah.
Yes. Sit out.
There'd be a lot of strikeouts then for sure.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Get up there and swing. Make the strike zone bigger.
Right.
The Democratic Party of New Jersey has released an ad, profanity-filled but bleeped ad, poking fun at a candidate for governor on the Republican side.
I love this commercial.
Jack Cittarelli, I believe, is how they pronounce his name. Now, the reason they're making fun of old Jack is because there was at one point in time he supported banning public profanity as a borough, and I don't know which borough, as a borough council member in the 90s, he voted in favor of an ordinance prohibiting cursing in his town.
In Jersey?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, any town's stupid, but Jersey's
right.
Crazy.
And so now the Democratic Party has released this ad.
Do you know who this guy is?
No clue.
That's Jack Cittarelli, the GOP candidate for governor. He once led an effort to ban swearing.
You're shitting me.
He did what?
No f***ing way. One f***hole. What the f***? Aw, that's kind of nice.
Really?
F*** no. This is f***ing New Jersey.
We can't let that f***hole win.
I love that. I love that. Wouldn't happen here in the heartland. We're good people. We don't do that stuff.
Yeah, we don't swear.
I love that commercial.
Yeah.
And that's an actual commercial paid for by the Democratic Party.
It is.
Is that running on television or is that just
online? I don't know.
It sounds like a TV thing, doesn't it? Like they're showing people's faces.
It would be clean enough.
Yeah, but it could be an online only video ad.
Maybe.
Yeah,
there are lots of those nowadays. Right.
That would suck for the comedy club in that town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so who's the dumbass here?
Yo.
Bush.
In this room?
All of us.
Police around the country are noticing an uptick in scammers using movie prop money to buy things from unsuspecting merchants.
How obvious is that?
I think it says for motion picture it says for motion picture copy money or motion picture use only.
Somewhere on the dollar, right?
All over it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's real looking, but you're right. It does say that.
And I imagine if you mark it with the pen, with the proper pen, it doesn't mark up properly.
Have you seen it? I've never seen movie money.
I don't know, but I mean, it looks real in movies.
It probably doesn't have that same feel as normal.
Yeah, it's got
money.
A different texture.
Right.
Hand it to a clerk, they'd go, this is not real.
Yeah, so who's the dumbass? The people using it or the people taking it?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think there's a lot of people, no excuse, because the people taking it are obviously dumb, but there's a lot of people that don't see cash anymore.
So they wouldn't recognize it?
No, they wouldn't recognize the fakeness of it because they're getting... everybody's just sticking their card in everywhere they go.
Yeah, but even if you're running a cashier stand...
I'm not saying
so if you're running a cashier anywhere... You've got a drawer of money in front of you.
Yeah, you're right.
You have to handle it at least sometime.
Right.
There is a difference in the feel between the newer and the older bills.
Yeah, that's
true.
This goes to show you a lot of people have really poor powers of observation.
Right.
They just don't pay attention.
No.
I can see the people using it being like, you think this will work?
It's also not their store, so they don't care. It's, whatever.
Yeah.
$40, okay.
Right, they're getting paid $9 an hour.
That says 40
Thanks
on there.
For your monopoly money.
Right.
Yeah, but at the very least, it's probably a couple hours of questioning from authorities that you don't want to have to deal with.
No, not if you're a white woman. They don't even call you back. Remember that? My wife passed a $5 bill.
But the cashier might have to sit down.
And George Floyd was killed. And my wife passed one. They said, we'll call you if we need you.
She's still passing them.
No, yeah.
They haven't even gotten a hold of them.
Never stopped.
Nothing.
Yep.
I was rolling in fake fives.
Rolling in fake fives.
Right. Don't take cash from Becky.
Love these cashiers accepting money with a picture of Alf instead of a president on it.
Hmm. 78-year-old Roger Waters is married for the fifth time. He says finally he's got a keeper.
Oh, how old is she?
I can't tell.
Yeah.
She is much younger, and I'm not seeing an actual age here at the Daily Mail.
Well, he ain't marrying some 78-year-old woman.
No,
sorry,
you're
ladies.
Never going to see 78-year-old rock star marries a woman his own age.
No. She's nowhere near 78.
Why would you?
She is nowhere sorry, near lady. 78.
Sorry. It's
very pretty lady.
Yeah, it's
because you love her.
She's good at bridge.
He's not going to marry. I mean, he might be with a 78-year-old. I know when Charlie Watts died, I mean, he'd been with his wife since the 60s, and she was pretty much his age. But remarry somebody that's 78, that ain't happening. Because Roger Walters has other choices, including somebody a lot younger and hotter.
I think she knew who Pink Floyd even was.
Her grandfather probably dug him.
Well, to be fair, the first time she met, or the first time they met, she was his chauffeur after for a show.
How you doing? How you doing?
So in that sense, she had a clue, I think.
She knew he had a show.
Right. So I'm not finding any word on how old she is, but she's nowhere near 78,
no.
Obviously.
Okay, you're looking at a photo of her, right?
Yes.
Okay. So are you thinking 45?
Not much is known about her.
You're thinking 45 and looking at it?
Maybe. Oh, less than that, maybe.
Perfect.
Are you cutting her open, counting the rings?
He is.
Yeah.
Although that may be it. Maybe in the 40s.
Okay.
It's tough to tell. Yeah. Tough to tell. Let's see here.
What's your favorite Pink Floyd song, he tells her? I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Well, she's 45, she'd know.
Yeah, I've never met that guy.
She ain't that young.
Finally a keeper on the fifth wife.
Age is unconfirmed, but there are rumors she is around 43 years old.
Yeah.
And they split their time between the UK and New York.
Yeah. Oh.
So Daniel Craig. James Bond.
Anybody seen that yet? Yeah. I know you guys are big fans.
No. I haven't honestly seen any of his.
Plus, I haven't either.
And I should.
I saw Spectre.
I think that's what I saw, too.
I have nothing against any of them.
I saw them this morning
as
well.
I stopped watching Bonds in the late 70s. Not because I just didn't see any of them after that, after Roger Moore.
I saw the Pierce Brosnan ones.
I never saw any of those. I'm not against any of these guys, and I'm sure they're all good, but I just have just lost. To me, it's always been Cold War. 60s and 70s were Bond to me, so I got bored with the new ones.
I went with Richard DeWine and thought I was going to die on the way home, because he drove and then...
Like a Bond?
Well, after James Bond movie, he thinks he's James Bond.
He's the biggest freak we know, right? Yeah.
He thinks he's James Bond as an astronaut.
I'm sure these are all great. You know, I just don't pay attention to them.
Yeah, they all get really good
They're
reviews.
They're well-done action movies.
Yeah, I heard they are. Yeah.
So here's Daniel Craig talking about in his dating days, he found gay bars a better hangout for him. Is what he says. Goes something like this.
Listen, I've been going to gay bars for as long as I can remember. And one of the reasons, because I don't get into fights in gay bars that often. The aggressive swinging in hetero bars, I just got very sick of as a kid, because it was like, I don't want to end up in a punch up. And that would happen quite a lot.
Especially when he's James Bond, too.
But even then, before that.
But he said as a kid. He wasn't James Bond.
No, he wasn't.
Right. And then there's a little bit more here.
It would just be a good place to go. Everybody was chilled. Everybody, you didn't really have to sort of state your sexuality. Right. It was okay. And it was a very safe place to be. And I could meet girls there, because there were a lot of girls who were there for exactly the same reason I was there.
What kind of bar would you go to the gay bar and meet women?
What's he hanging out? The hetero bars where they're fighting all the time.
Yeah, well, it's a different country.
Right. They fight.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Gino's bar and grill. And if boys want to fight, you better let them. That kind of place.
Thank you.
That girl don't want to go. Forget it, right?
It probably took some convincing if you met a woman at the gay bar, to be like,
You weren't gay. Right.
I'm here for the atmosphere.
Right, because he's a handsome dude, you know. I'm not gay. Except when I'm in the gay bar.
That stuck to the tape.
Damn it. All right.
No editing needed.
I'm here for the ambiance and all the dudes.
Stupid music.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta joined us. Check it out, the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Tomorrow, Josh Wolf in the studio, and also David Duchovny.
Dr. Gupta's book, by the way, is called World War C, Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, and How to Prepare for the Next One. Can't wait.
See you tomorrow. Thanks.
Bye.
And Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.